Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Eerste dag van die lang naweek gaan 'n koue een wees hier in die noorde. Pretoria op na 18, Johannesburg en Mbombela 17 grade.
Traffic-wise, some issues in Joburg. We'll get there in a bit, but the big problems at the moment are all in Pretoria. The N1 southbound from Hartsfontein all the way through the R21. The N14 northbound after fountains around Freedom Park, and it's queuing already both directions into the Daspoort Tunnel.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Virgil van Dijk signs a new 2-year deal to stay at Anfield, and Johnny Sexton to join Owen Farrell's Lions backroom team.
Te midde van verskeie waarskuwings oor padveiligheid die lang naweek is 5 mense dood op die N4 tussen Belfast en Machadodorp. 3 ander is beseer in 'n kop-aan-kop botsing tussen 'n bakkie en 'n sportnuts voertuig, mens noem dit 'n SUV in Engels.
The cause of the crash is not yet known. However, negligent and reckless driving cannot be ruled out at this stage, although the investigation will be done.
Dit was die woordvoerder vir die departement van vervoer in die provinsie Moyeti Musi. Die padongelukkefonds herinner motoriste intussen daaraan dat verlede jaar se paasnaweek die dodelikste een was op die paaie tot nou toe. 335 mense is toe dood. McIntosh Bulela van die fonds moedig Suid-Afrikaners aan om die syfers vanjaar te help verminder.
The Road Accident Fund finds itself afterwards having to process more claims for people who have been injured or having to pay beneficiaries for people that have died. We don't want you to be one of those statistics.
Intussen sê die polisie in Johannesburg, dis nog te vroeg om te bepaal of 'n skietvoorval in Sophiatown vanoggend bende verwant was. Die polisie woordvoerder Mavela Masondo het aan die SAK gesê die 60-jarige bestuurder het kinders by die skool op en af gelaai vir 'n lewe en hy is doodgeskiet nadat hy 'n groep kinders by die skool gaan aflaai het.
We've got our anti-gang unit that is operating in this area. They are conducting patrols day and night. The preliminary investigation suggests that no, the suspects were on foot, so they were just standing there at the stop sign.
Die bestuurder is later geïdentifiseer as Claude Matthews. Sy sister Lucia het kort na die voorval ook met die SAK gepraat.
This morning, 7:30, my husband got a phone call from a friend of us to say there's gunshots going down. At 5 minutes after it, she phoned back. She was looking for me, and my husband answered, and she said that my brother was shot. Claude Matthews, he wasn't no gangster, guys. He was serving the community for almost 30 years.
Wat internasionale kwessies betref, die direkteur van die internasionale kernkragagentskap, Rafael Grossi, het vandag met Iran se hoof van kernkrag vergader in die aanloop tot samesprekings tussen Iran en die VSA. Nou, Grossi en Mohammed Islami het nog nie samesprekings gevoer presies oor die kernkrag nie, maar die besoek word reeds as geskiedkundig beskou in plaaslike media. En dan ten slotte nuus vanuit 'n ander wêreld. Wetenskaplikes sê hulle het nuwe bewyse gekry vir die moontlikheid van lewe in 'n ander sterrestelsel. So volgens die BBC verwys hulle na 'n planeet bekend as K218b en dit draai om 'n ander ster. Die wetenskaplike sê die atmosfeer bevat molekules wat hier op aarde slegs deur eenvoudige lewende organismes vervaardig kan word. Ek is Marlene Fischer, our top story this hour. 5 people died in a head-on collision on the N4 between Belfast and Machadodorp.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes and the road.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa. Come
on,
dance for me.
On the station,
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.